This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Tuesday security was his, quote, utmost priority after protest against a bill to raise taxes descended into deadly violence. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Scenes of chaos in Nairobi on Tuesday after protests against higher taxes turned deadly. Video showed some bodies lifeless in the street after police fired on demonstrators trying to storm the legislature, killing at least five people and wounding dozens more.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm here to address you.
Footage obtained by Reuters showed some protesters inside Kenya's National Assembly chamber demanding the resignation of Kenya's President William Ruto. In a televised address to the nation, Ruto said the security of Kenyans remained his utmost priority and blamed the violence on, quote, dangerous criminals.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The first UN-backed contingent of foreign police officers has arrived in Haiti, nearly 2 years after the troubled Caribbean country urgently requested help to quell a surge in gang violence. A couple hundred officers from Kenya landed in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Tuesday. The United States is urgently working towards a diplomatic agreement that would allow Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return to their homes on both sides of the border, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday during a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Hezbollah's provocations threaten to drag the Israeli and Lebanese people into a war that they do not want.
Shelling on Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier and has escalated in recent weeks. This is VOA News. Israel's Supreme Court has unanimously ruled the military must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men for military service, a decision that could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel continues to wage war in Gaza. The court ruled on Tuesday in the absence of a law that distinguishes between Jewish seminary students and other draftees. Israel's mandatory military service system applies to the ultra-Orthodox like any other citizen. Under long-standing arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is required for most Jewish men and women. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is heading to the tiny Pacific island of Saipan, better known for its sandy beaches and Second World War wrecks. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan explains why.
His appearance at a courtroom there could end his 14-year legal saga. Assange is expected to plead guilty to a single criminal charge in a deal that will allow him to return home to Australia. Saipan is the capital of the Northern Mariana Islands, a US Commonwealth in the Western Pacific. Like Guam and Puerto Rico, the group of 14 islands are part of the US, but without full state status. Some Northern Mariana Islands, like Saipan, host US district courts. Prosecutors say Assange wanted to go to the court close to his home of Australia, but not on the continental US.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Donald Trump's gag order in his election interference case was altered on Tuesday just ahead of this week's presidential debate. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Freeing the former president to comment publicly about witnesses and jurors in the hush money criminal trial that led to his felony conviction, but keeping others connected to the former president's case off limits, at least until he's sentenced July 11th. For falsifying business records to cover up a potential sex scandal. Judge Juan Merchan's Tuesday ruling, just days before Trump's debate Thursday with President Biden, clears the presumptive Republican nominee to again go on the attack. Trump has said the gag order prevents him from defending himself. His lawyers had urged Merchan to lift the gag order completely. Julie Walker, New York.
The International Criminal Court said on Tuesday it has issued arrest warrants for Russia's former defense minister and its military chief of staff for attacks on Ukraine's power plants. This is the third time the global court has accused senior Russian leaders of war crimes. Russia isn't a member of the court, doesn't recognize its jurisdiction, and refuses to hand over suspects. I'm Joe Ramsey.